Fitin, Comey FBI leadership sent frantic emails on eve of Trump's inauguration. By Tom Fitin on July 23, 2020. As we continue uncovering details of the coup against President Trump by top Obama/deep state officials, we've also noted the FBI and DOJ are still slow rolling the release of information about the scandal. So, frustratingly slowly, but surely, we're getting piece after piece of the Obamagate puzzle. We received another batch of emails, 136 pages, between former FBI official Peter Strzok and former FBI attorney Lisa Page. They include heavily redacted emails showing Strzok, Page and top bureau officials in the days prior to and following President Donald Trump's inauguration discussing a White House counterintelligence briefing that could play into the FBI's investigative strategy. On January 19, 2017, the night before President Donald Trump's inauguration, a series of emails were exchanged among top officials in the FBI's General Counsel's Office, Counterintelligence Division and Washington Field Office, and included then-Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and former Assistant Director for the Counterintelligence Division Bill Priestap. The thread was initiated at 3:29 p.m. on January 19 by an assistant general counsel in the FBI's National Security Law Branch in an email to Strzok with an almost entirely redacted email in which the person said, "I'll give Trisha/Baker a heads up too." Strzok's reply is redacted, as is the response to Strzok. Strzok then says at 7:04 p.m., "I briefed Bill this afternoon and he was trying without success to reach the DD, McCabe. I will forward below to him as his, sick, changes the timeline. What's your recommendation?" The Counterintelligence Division officials' reply to Strzok is mostly redacted, except for "approved by tomorrow afternoon" is the request. Redacted, - "please advise if I am missing something." An unidentified official replies, redacted, "Bill is aware and willing to jump in when we need him." At 8 p.m., Strzok responds, copying officials in the Counterintelligence Division, Washington Field Office and General Counsel's Office, "Just talked with Bill. Redacted. Please relay above to WFO and redacted, tonight, and keep me updated with plan for meet and results of same. Good luck." Strzok then forwards the whole email exchange to Lisa Page, saying, "Bill spoke with Andy. Redacted, here we go again." On January 21, 2017, the day after Trump's inauguration, Strzok forwarded to Lisa Page and a redacted person an email he'd sent that day to Priestap, asking them to not forward/share. In the email to Priestap, Strzok said, "I heard from redacted about the WHC briefing routed from redacted. I'm angry that Jen did not at least CC me, as my branch has pending investigative matters there. This brief may play into our investigative strategy, and I would like the ability to have visibility and provide thoughts/counsel to you in advance of the briefing. This is one of the reasons why I raised the issue of lanes/responsibilities that I did when you asked her to handle WH detailee interaction." Also, on January 21, 2017, Strzok wrote largely the same message he'd sent to Priestap directly to his counterintelligence colleague Jennifer Boone. "We received the records in our January 2018 FOIA lawsuit filed after the DOJ failed to respond to a December 2017 request for all communications between Strzok and Page, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:18 CV00154. The FBI has only processed emails at a rate of 500 pages per month and has yet to process text messages. At this rate, the production of these communications, which still number around 8,000 pages, would not be completed until at least late 2021. In other emails, Strzok comments on reporting on the anti-Trump dossier authored by Hillary Clinton's paid operative Christopher Steele. In a January 2017 email, Strzok takes issue with a UK independent report that claimed Steele had suspected there was a cabal within the FBI that put the Clinton email investigation above the Trump-Russia probe. Strzok, a veteran counterintelligence agent, was at the heart of both the Clinton email and Trump-Russia investigations. In April and June of 2017, the FBI would use the dossier as key evidence in obtaining FISA warrants to spy on Trump campaign associate Carter Page. In a declassified summary of a Department of Justice assessment of the warrants that was released by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, in January of this year, it was determined that those two applications to secretly monitor Page lacked probable cause. The newly released records include a January 11, 2017, email from Strzok to Lisa Page, pre-step, and Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence John Maffa. A New York Times report that refers to the dossier as containing unsubstantiated accounts and unproven claims. In the email, Strzok comments on the article, calling it pretty good reporting. On January 14, 2017, FBI Assistant Director for Public Affairs Michael Corton forwards to Strzok, Page and Priestap a link to a UK independent article entitled Former MI6 Agent Christopher Steele's Frustration as FBI Sat on Donald Trump Russia File for Months. The article, citing security sources, notes that Steele became increasingly frustrated that the FBI was failing to take action on the intelligence from others as well as him. He came to believe there was a cover-up, that a cabal within the bureau blocked a thorough inquiry into Mr. Trump, focusing instead on the investigation into Clinton's emails. Strzok responds, "Thanks, Mike. Of course not accurate, the cover-up slash cabal nonsense. Is that question gaining traction anywhere else?" The records also include a February 10, 2017, email from Strzok to Page mentioning then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, 5 days before Flynn resigned, and includes a photo of Flynn and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Strzok also makes a joke about how McCabe had fat-shamed Kislyak. On February 8, 2017, Strzok, under the subject re-EO on economic espionage, emailed Lisa Page, saying, "Please let, redacted, know I talked to, redacted. Tonight, he approached Flynn's office and got no information." Strzok was responding to a copy of an email Page had sent him. The email, from a redacted FBI official to Deputy Director McCabe Reed, OPS has not received a draft EO on economic espionage. Instead, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce advised OPS that they received a draft, but they did not send us the draft. I'll follow up with our detainees about this EO. Flynn resigned on February 13, 2017. On January 26, 2017, Nancy McNamara of the FBI's Inspection Division emailed Strzok and Priestap with the subject line leak, saying, "Tried calling you but the phones are forwarded to SEOC. I got the telcall report, however, redacted. Feel free to give me a call if I have it wrong." Strzok forwarded the McNamara email to Lisa Page and an unidentified person in the General Counsel's office, saying, "Need to talk to you about how to respond to this." On January 11, 2017, Yahoo News reporter Michael Isikoff emailed Corton, saying he'd learned that Steele had worked for the Bureau's Eurasian Organized Crime Section and had turned over the dossier on Trump-Russian collusion to the Bureau in Rome. Corton forwards Isikoff's email to aide Richard Quinn, who forwards to Strzok just for visibility. Strzok forwards to his boss, Priestap and Maffa, saying, "FYI, redacted, you or I should probably inform, redacted. How's your relationship with him? Bill, unless you object, I'll let Parman, presumably senior FBI official Brian Pumman, know." Strzok forwards the whole exchange on to Lisa Page. On January 18, 2017, reporter Peter Ilkind of ProPublica reached out to Corton, asking to interview Strzok, Michael Steinbach, Jim Baker, Priestap, former FBI Director James Comey and DEA Administrator Chuck Rosenberg for a story Ilkind was working on. Corton replied, "Okay, I will start organizing things." Further along in the thread, an FBI press office official reached out to an FBI colleague for assistance with the interviews, saying Steinbach had agreed to a background discussion with Ilkind, who was writing the definitive account of what happened during the Clinton investigation, specifically, Comey's handling of the investigation, seeking to reconstruct and explain in much greater detail what he did and why he did it. In May 2017, Ilkind wrote an article titled "The Problems with the FBI's Email Investigation Went Well Beyond Comey," which in light of these documents, strongly suggests many FBI officials leaked to the publication. Strzok ended up being scheduled to meet with Ilkind at 9:30 a.m. on January 31, 2017, before an Ilkind interview with Comey's Chief of Staff Jim Rybitsky. Ilkind's reporting on the Clinton email investigation was discussed at length in previous emails obtained by Judicial Watch. These documents suggest that President Trump was targeted by the Comey FBI as soon as he stepped foot in the Oval Office. And now we see how the Comey FBI was desperate to spin, through high-level leaks, its mishandling of the Clinton email investigation. And, in a continuing outrage, it should be noted that Ray's FBI and Barr's DOJ continue slow-walking the release of thousands of page-struck emails. Which means the remaining 8,000 pages of records won't be reviewed and released until 2021 to 2022. Here's a brief history of our investigation of the FBI's anti-Trump campaign. In February 2020, we uncovered an August 2016 email in which Strzok says that Clinton, in her interview with the FBI about her email controversy, apologized for the work and effort it caused the Bureau, and she said she chose to use it out of convenience and that it proved to be anything but. Strzok said Clinton's apology and the convenience discussion were not in the FBI 302 report that summarized the interview. Also in February, we made public Strzok page emails showing their direct involvement in the opening of Crossfire Hurricane, the Bureau's investigation of alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The records also show additional confirmed classified emails were found on Clinton's unsecure non-state.gov email server beyond the number presented in then-FBI Director James Comey's statements. Strzok and Page questioning the access the DOJ was granting Clinton's lawyers. And Page revealing that the DOJ was making edits to FBI 302 reports related to the Clinton mid-year exam investigation. The emails detail a discussion about squashing an issue related to the Sasserich controversy. In January 2020, we uncovered Strzok page emails that detail special accommodations given to the lawyers of Clinton and her aides during the FBI investigation of the Clinton email controversy. In November 2019, we revealed Strzok page emails that show the attorney representing three of Clinton's aides were given meetings with senior FBI officials. Also in November, we uncovered emails revealing that after Clinton's statement denying the transmission of classified information over her unsecure email system, Strzok sent an email to FBI officials citing three Clinton email chains containing C classified portion marks in front of paragraphs. In a related case, in May 2020, we received the electronic communication EC that officially launched the counterintelligence investigation, termed Crossfire Hurricane, of President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The document was written by former FBI official Peter Strzok. As you can see, your Judicial Watch is compiling the history over the grievous obstruction by the deep state of the gravest political scandal in our nation's history.